This has been an exciting week at the bottom of the world. Antarctica's McMurdo Station is reopening after winter's darkest days. This week, five flights are bringing new personnel and supplies to the crew of 230 hardy souls who've staffed Antarctica's largest base for the past 6 months in cold, ice, and isolation. Alejandro Rubio is one such soul. He's a power plant operator at McMurdo and joins us on the line from the last continent. Mr. Rubio, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
And can you give us some idea what kind of conditions you have to work in?
Well, you know, in terms of the cold, it's not as bad as people would imagine. We've had pretty consistently 30 or 40 degrees below zero Fahrenheit for the past 5 months.
That's pretty. Mr. Rubio, did you say that's not as bad as people imagine?
Well, because people often imagine we're at the South Pole itself, and we're a good 400 miles from there where they get to 100 degrees below zero. So I hate to complain about it because someone from the South Pole will come and correct me.
Did you ever get any daylight there?
Actually, we're finally getting daylight now. We had a good 4 months with pretty much pure darkness, but we're at a period now where by about lunchtime we'll have a good 2 or 3 hours of almost daylight weather.
4 months, though, in the dark, sir?
Oh, yeah. The long dark.
I mean, I don't want to point out the obvious, especially as you're just a few days from being able to come back, but that can't be good for the spirit, sir.
But it's true, though. After 6 months here, you get used to a lot of things. And with the return of people to the station in the past week, my body's been thrown into shock by just their enthusiasm and their tans. And a lot of the things that their presence reminds me we haven't had around here, you know, spring, grass, sunlight. Once in a while, something will happen to suddenly make you realize just how far away you are. It might be something sad. A friend of ours, her mother died recently, and this was while we were on the ice, and it was a few weeks before the planes could come back. So it meant that I found myself walking to a memorial for her mother and thinking to myself, I can't believe we're so isolated that we've become such a family that we can hold a memorial, and that's a good substitute until she can get home and see her biological kin.
Yeah. I want to raise a delicate matter with you, if I could, Mr. Rubio.
You certainly can.
Well, you're not that delicate. Food.
Food.
I mean, nothing grows there, right? Everything must come out of a can.
To some extent. In the past few years, they've put together a greenhouse. That means once every, I'd say, week or 2 weeks, we get leaf lettuce and tomatoes for a salad.
Really? That sounds wonderful. And how are the tomatoes?
The tomatoes are good. They're cherry tomatoes, and I got to tell you, they're very good.
You know, Mr. Rubio, when we first were interested in speaking with you, we were told that people in Antarctica, the people stationed there, have a real fascination for ice cream. Was that a joke?
I know what you're talking about. Geez, my sister's chewed me out about this, but I really have been craving ice cream like crazy, and we don't have that. Out of everything else that we have down here, they don't bring ice cream.
Knowing of your affection for ice cream, we tried to take care of that for you. Did you get our gift?
Oh, yes, I did. I should say, yes, we did. On the second flight down here, off the plane, they unloaded a tremendously large box, huge, that was marked, you know, from NPR... to McMurdo residents, please take to the galley freezer as soon as you can.
That's what we like to hear.
And I need to tell you right away that it's greatly appreciated.
What flavors did we send? Refresh my recollection.
French vanilla.
Yeah.
Good. Standby. And spearmint chip.
And how was it?
It's excellent. You see, this is what makes life down here so wonderful, is that after 6 months of being deprived, ice cream tastes better than anything you've ever had back in the States.
Mr. Rubio, it's been awfully nice speaking with you.
Well, thank you. It's been great. And, you know, once again, we really appreciated the ice cream, strange as it sounds.
Oh, good. Alejandro Rubio is a power plant operator at Antarctica's McMurdo Station, which is opening up this week after a long, cold, austral winter.